Money America tonight. We're getting to roll into another weekend. We're getting closer, actually, to Labor Day weekend. Maybe some of you have some exciting plans in the near future. A little quick getaway, or perhaps you're just going down to the lake for maybe a long weekend. Who knows? But as it gets closer to that holiday, we'll talk about that. In the meantime, a couple of things are happening. One, more than 20,000 people, I keep mentioning it at the top of America tonight, because I think it's significant. 20,000 people out to bid adieu to Senator Ted Kennedy. His body is or was at the JFK Library and Museum. His family was there. That's a lot of people to go through. And, of course, for 25 years, that seat hasn't changed. So you think of, again, Ted Kennedy year after year being there and being the face of Massachusetts for what it was. And now there's a vacant seat and there's a question as to whether or not there should be a special election or whether or not the governor can intervene and put an intermediate person in until there's time for a special election. And there are a lot of people that are hot about this, hot on either sides of it. A lot of people think it should happen. A lot of people think that it's dead wrong if it does happen. So we're going to talk about that. In the meantime, there is the story as well, the sad story of an 11-year-old girl who, J.C. Lee Dugan, who was on her way to school back in 1990, or Dugard, who was on her way to school back in 1991, just simply walking, getting ready to board the bus when she was abducted by two people who for 18 years have held her captive, where she's been raped and other things happened to her, and one of the captors impregnated her, so she had two kids before she was 17, his kids, two girls. Strange deal happens. The short version of it is he goes wackadoodle, although he certainly already was in a different way, decides to scream things out walking along the Berkeley campus, handing out religious literature, and people thought it was odd. The two girls that were with him, it seemed like it wasn't, something was wrong. So they report it. Somebody digs a little bit further. They find out he's a convicted sex offender because this guy had been convicted of rape before. And because of Megan's Law, it was known that he was in a particular neighborhood as well. And he cops to kidnapping her when she was 11. So now the police and the FBI and everybody else goes to the house. She's living in a tented off area. In the back, there's a shed, there's a tent over top of it, there's electricity going into it, a whole bunch of strangeness there for 18 entire years there and having two kids. So there are a lot of questions surrounding that. She would have been 14 when she had the one child. Did he go to the hospital? Did they make up some story? Did she go along with the story? Or did she just give birth right there in that shed tent both times? The neighbors apparently didn't know them or didn't know what was going on. The parole officer had no idea what was going on with this guy who was convicted of rape. How does this fall through the cracks for that long with nobody seeing something that was just enough off that they dug a little bit further? I cannot for the life of me wrap this around my brain. And I say this again, and you know I often talk about this on the shows, where is the humanity? Where are people reaching out to other people when they see something's amiss? Or is it just everybody, every man for themselves, and you bury your head in the sand? Now, granted, you know, and I don't know, I'm only reading reports, getting what I can, and figuring things out as it's being released. And, of course, the FBI is piecing this all together. The cops are doing it, and they're full investigation. Was he that clever that he was able to convince everybody that, I don't know, she was his daughter, she got pregnant, who knows? There had to be some way that he was pulling this over on everyone, I would assume. Otherwise, I'd have to think that somebody would report something. I mean, how hard is it to call the police station? Hey, it might not be any of my business, but something's definitely wrong in my neighbor's house because I've seen this girl, and now I'm seeing two babies, and da-da-da-da-da, and there's this tent, and perhaps they come out and they check it out to make sure everything's okay. But I find it shocking that after 18 years, nothing was revealed in this one. Speaking of revealing things, people are talking a lot about the swine flu because, as I mentioned, Labor Day signals for some people going back to school. Some kids are already back in school. And we've had little outbreaks of the swine flu being reported here and there, the H1N1. With that happening, now, of course, we know the vaccine is going to be available in October, not the amount of doses that were initially requested, and the testing periods are still happening right now. So there you had scary headlines earlier in the week that half of us would get the swine flu and 90,000 of us would die from it. Then the CDC backpedals a day later and they say, well, that's not exactly what we would say. It sounds really scary, but remember, this is just a one of the strains of flu that you can get. I mean, we have people that get the flu all the time in the fall and winter months. So this is another strain of it. That we don't know that those numbers are going to be the numbers that you're going to see. So I find it interesting. Something will come out and it's just the push is on. The push is on that you have to be vaccinated or here's what you have to do. And then there's the pullback. So it's like, who do you believe as to what's happening with the swine flu? And here's the other thing. Would you take the shot anyway? Would you take the shot? Right now, it's not available, as I mentioned, because there's not enough of it. So it's not an issue from that point of view. It is an issue if you have a child and you're out of school and they're insisting because there's been a couple of kids who have gotten it, right? So then you ask yourself about the guidelines, the testing, all that other kind of stuff when there hasn't been a lot of time to test for this and there hasn't been. It hasn't been very virulent. So there haven't been a lot they could go on, they being the scientists, to work with it, because that's what you do. You have some of that in the dosages that you use in the formula, basically, that you put together. So that's part of the problem with this whole thing. I mean, would you get this shot anyway, I guess is the question. And it's what I asked earlier in the week right before the scary headlines came out. I mean, is this more hype than anything else? I mean, that's being perpetrated out there and pushed all over the place with these big headlines reminding us kind of the bird flu, other than more people in other countries certainly have gotten it. I mean, we had back 4 months ago the World Health Organization slamming the pandemic six on it. And then suddenly, the information just started to peter out. You didn't really hear very much. So, I don't know. We go back to the same thing. Do you believe some of the scary headlines you're reading? You can throw in your two cents on any of the things that we just mentioned. Ted Kennedy's seat, should they just leave it vacant and then have that special election? Is that fair? What do you think should be done to the guy who kidnapped the girl for 18 years if we didn't have our current form of justice? Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
America tonight in sports shorts. We're going to let you hear what Roger Federer had to say when the crowds were cheering for him as he gets ready to compete at the U.S. Open. Personally, I'm cheering for Andy Roddick this time around. After Wimbledon, I'd love to see an American get in there. It is our U.S. Open after all, and it is one of the best tournaments, I think, in the world. Kate Delaney hanging with you in America tonight. A couple of things that I threw out. One was the whole swine flu thing, because now in doing so much of this research and what people are talking about, it's definitely more hype than anything else. I believe that. And that's why the CDC pulled back on it, too, saying, whoa, when you saw those juicy, fat headlines that said half of us are going to get it. Let's go out to Catherine, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Catherine.
Hello?
Hey, what's happening?
Well, I just wanted to tell you, I don't believe all this hype about the swine flu. And no, I would not be getting the shot. But I really want to talk about Teddy Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Why would anyone, especially the Democrats that are trying to force this bill down the American citizens' throats, name a bill after a man who committed manslaughter, was a drunk, an adulterer, mm-hmm. a liar? I mean, I'm sorry, but that man lasted only because his brother was an assassinated president. And I just find it hypocritical that the Democrats even remotely think a bill should be named after him, a bill that is so full of socialistic rubbish. It just boggles my mind that anybody would suggest that.
Yeah, I think it would be, for other reasons, I think it would be a blunder on their part, Catherine, because he was extremely uber, uber liberal, and the Democrats really, to get people on board, they need more than the people that are already part of the party. They would need other people, moderate people, etc. So I don't think that would bode well for the bill either. And frankly, I think that's a bogus bill. I think the House bills are awful. The one in the Senate's terrible, and they're going to redo all this stuff. I don't want to see it crammed down any of our throats anyway. But I think it doesn't bode well for their case whatsoever if they decide to go in that direction. It's interesting. Catherine, you know, you talk about, I said this before, that Kennedy, and I don't know if it was because of his family or what it was, he definitely had Republicans across the board that liked him. It's interesting that people just pushed off the whole Chappaquiddick thing, isn't it? They just,
well, you
they
know,
just put it back, pushed it back in the recesses.
Yeah, and, you know, I heard earlier that, well, let them do their grieving, and I'm like, well, I wonder how the Kopechniks feel tonight about how they're glorifying this man after absolutely nothing was done about punishing him all those years ago. And I doubt that they're taking, you know, much joy in all the glorification of this man. And I just don't get it. I really don't, because I'm sorry, he wasn't all that great. And in many respects, he was a bully. And I'm not trying to disparage the dead, nor take away the family's grieving. What I'm saying to the just American people is, get a grip. I mean, come on, the man was not a saint by any means, and he had so many amoral issues going. I mean, I'm amazed he was in the Senate that long. But to name a bill after him, and by the way, I have read the bill, the long one, 1,000
yeah.
some pages.
Yeah.
And I was at some town meetings this past Monday with McCaskill, and I was just absolutely amazed at the deception coming out of her mouth. And I was there with a lot of Democrats that I knew, and when she asked how many people are against the bill, you wouldn't believe how many of those Democrats raised their hands.
Yes, exactly.
And this is not about a party issue. People have gotten this thing about, it's like a war, the Democrats against the Republicans. I'm like, people, it should be the American citizens against the Congress and the Senate on this. Not party fighting, but everybody coming together and saying, you have no clue what this is really
right.
about.
Right, I agree with you there.
American mm-hmm. citizens fighting against a movement to socialize, one, a failed project that, I mean, it's failed before it's ever enacted. And they need to ask the question, why, if it's so imperative to pass it now, it doesn't go into effect until 2013? Because that's in the
yeah.
bill.
Well, yeah, Catherine, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Election.
I think there was too much of a rush. Absolutely. Thanks for your thoughts. I'm glad you told us about McCaskill, too, by the way, because there's so much misinformation about the meetings, and it, in fact, is Democrats and Republicans and independents. It's all kinds of people that are just fed up. Dana is listening to us in Texas. Hello.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to ask you one thing. Did you hear the news tonight about the lady in Dallas that was 52 that died from
yeah.
the flu?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I heard something really interesting on the news earlier this evening that I find puzzling. It was a field reporter outside that hospital where she died at, I guess, in Dallas, and he was saying that this virus is very uncertain because it's never been in the swine before, and referring to pigs or hogs, and it's never been in humans before. Now, don't you find that a little confusing? Because I've
yeah.
been saying from the get-go, it's identified as H1N1 from World War II, and now this guy pops up and says it's never been in pigs or humans before. Isn't that just so odd? And it
yeah,
just
I agree.
For me, if that's what they're going to start passing around, then that confirms for me that when those Canadian scientists in 1997 went up to Norway to the ice cap and dug up some bones from people that had died from the 1918 swine flu and took it Fort Detrick, of course, the armpit of bio research in this country for the military, has been working on it all these years in their labs. So now if the CDC is saying, oh, wait a minute, we've never dealt with this before, it's never been in pigs, it's never been in humans, I just think that they're stepping on their tongue, as far as I'm concerned, because they're not forgetting what they told all of us months ago.
Yeah,
like in March.
I'm going to cut you off here. There's a lot of misinformation
okay.
out there because the swine flu, thanks for the call, there's the swine flu, if you remember, Originally, they were saying it was actually traced to Canada and to some pigs. So, you know, on one hand, you'll hear one thing. On another hand, something else will be released. You'll hear something completely different. And obviously, the swine flu has been around before. We know that. And we know where the latest strain came from, where supposedly the epicenter was Mexico. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
That guy and his wife, perfect penalty for them. Take them to the hospital, cut their limbs off, sewed them both together on a hospital bed, remove their eyelids and have a machine irrigate them and feed them, bring them out to Las Vegas and put a mirror over the bed that says you can go now in 24 hours, like a sideshow for a quarter or 50 cents. Anybody can go in there 24 hours a day and humiliate them. You know, go into their ear and say, you could go now. That's all.
No, I agree.
So every waking moment. Yeah, that's all.
It's sick. It's twisted what they did. What possibly, I mean, to do that to that young girl and then now for the 18 years to have all of the things that happened as a result of that, too. I mean, oh, it's just such a just a sad story. And I agree with you.
If you called up and you said to the cops, hey, something's fishy over there, the first thing they ask is your name, where do you live, yeah. Social Security number. And what makes you think that? And, you know, humiliate them. That's all for the rest of their every waking moment. That's all.
Yeah, I like it, buddy. You're thinking like me, radical. I said if it was the Wild West, what would you do to those brutal people? Because they showed no humanity to her. There was no reason, obviously, but what goes through a sick person's head. But to the limits that they did and then to have him trying to say, oh, it's such a heartwarming story. Thanks for the call, Mark. Have a great weekend. It's such a heartwarming story to call a local anchor. Wait till you find out exactly what's happened. I mean, in the beginning, geez, it wasn't very good in the beginning. I mean, give me a break, buddy. Nobody feels anything for you whatsoever. You know, and if they do, if there's somebody I don't want to talk to, I'm sorry. You know, I'm all about second chances. No, you get no second chances with this. Zero. Taking advantage of kids, that's off the board. And then doing what he did, and then that family having no clue, and putting her like a sex slave in the back of the yard with the tents. I mean, just sick and abusive. Stay with us. More to come on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Vadini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
All right, we're back on America Tonight. Coming up, we're going to tell you about the comedian who is finds herself in a very peculiar place, not for the lack of laughter, but her mother-in-law not happy about being the butt of her jokes, and she's being sued by her mother-in-law, which makes it really awkward because her husband's firm is representing her. Man, that's pretty twisted, huh? Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hello.
Yeah, let's talk about the Kennedys there, Kate. You know, Joe Kennedy, the patriarch of the family, he was ambassador to England, right, as Hitler and then World War II was starting up, and he was all for not supporting Britain. He said, I don't think these English guys are going to last more than a couple of months, you know. That was during the German Blitzkrieg and all that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I remember when President Kennedy was shot. And I was a little kid in school. I cried, you know. They sent everybody home from school. And I loved him. He was a great leader, you know. But when I started reading, I mean, he got us almost all killed. You know, he screwed up the Bay of Pigs, which would have gotten rid of Castro. He did not afford them air cover. He said he would have.
Right.
And then when Republicans told him that the Russians were putting missiles in Cuba, he didn't do anything. He said, no, I don't have any proof. He had to wait until he had, you know, photographs on his desk. By then, of course, it was too late, and we were on the verge of nuclear war. For people who don't remember, kids were, you know, getting under their desks, you know, once a day to practice hiding from a nuclear explosion. Entire cities, there would be horns that you would hear, and people would leave the workplace, and the whole city would evacuate and go to cellars. And I mean, people don't even know anything about that. So I don't know how great a president was as far as getting things done and not, you know, screwing up. But he was a great leader. The people loved him. But I just wanted to throw that out there because, with just a one wrong move back there in October, we would all been gone.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, there's great movies and books and stuff written about that on the other version of it, too, by the way. And you talk to any of the Cubans who have come to this country, and, boy, they have a much different version of some of the things that happened, Tomas. And, you know, here's the thing. The Kennedys, I think to some people, they were just Teflon because they were like royalty. You know, our version of royalty, I guess. It's that whole, it's the whole lineage thing, like the Bushes, et cetera. Certainly the same thing in a different way carries over absolutely for the Kennedys.
Well, you know, they were a beautiful couple. He was a hero. In World War II, he took on a destroyer and torpedo boat or something like that and survived that. His torpedo boat got blown up and he came through that. He almost died of an infection when he had his back operated on. He was the first president in the White House with little babies in diapers running around and stuff like that. It was a beautiful thing and the people loved him, but there's something to be said about experience. And Khrushchev and him, thank God they backed away from a nuclear standoff because I don't know what the world would look like today if that had happened.
Yeah, boy, so, no kidding. As you said, maybe we wouldn't be here.
Well, you know, they didn't have centrifuge back in those days.
So. He's smart, Alec.
All right.
Thanks.
How many miles are you running now?
Actually, you know what? I'm doing like 2.5 miles when I can.
You, 3 miles is what you need to be doing. That's what the Marines, women Marines do. 3 miles.
I know. I'm just short of that. But it feels pretty good, I'll tell you. I feel good. I feel healthy.
Special show from the running back as you're making your 3 mile run.
Oh, yeah, and see if I sound winded or not, how I sound. It's perfect.
That's
I love
right.
it.
Reality radio.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all about reality radio, absolutely. Tomas, have a great weekend.
Right. Bye-bye.
Telling you about this comedian, can you imagine, you know, relationships are dicey enough with in-laws. Can you imagine if you use your mother-in-law in your act, and usually most in-laws or relatives know when you're around a comedian, that's what they do. Because if they're a good comedian, a lot of times they use personal information. That's the whole idea. If you watch any of Comedy Central, if you've watched comedians at all, if you've gone to any comedy clubs, whatever the material is, it could involve some family members. And maybe there's some things that would be off limit. But apparently this mother-in-law didn't mind being in the spotlight until suddenly, after years and years and years of being the butt of some of the jokes, decided she had enough and she was going to sue. First, I want you to hear this woman's act, and you can tell me if you think it's too vicious.
I have a Jewish mother-in-law. Maybe these lights are too bright. You can't see because of the highlights. I'm a black woman with a Jewish mother-in-law. Now, you know the only thing we have in common is that we don't want to get our hair wet. Hey! Now, I met Ruthie for the first time, and I walked in. I'm trying to be real polite, and I said, Ruthie, thank you so much for having me. She said, oh, pleasure's all mine. Have a seat. Elliot, put my pocketbook away.
All right. I don't know. I thought it was pretty funny myself. I mean, you can tell, obviously, she's making jokes on the stereotypes that she's part of, and I thought it was kind of clever, and that's just a little slice. I mean, could it be a little bit more rough on the mother-in-law? Not sure. I've actually seen this woman a couple of times on the tube, and I think she's pretty funny. I think she plays up to, like I said, the stereotypes and her her family, and people relate to that, and especially New York, where she does a lot of the comedy clubs there, and it plays. She was on the Today Show, and here's what she had to say.
I was shocked. I was sickened. I was hoping it was a joke. How's that? I said, this must be a joke. Well, it's not been very easy. I mean, a few times I've been asked to step out of family photographs. Yeah, that's a very crazy feeling, you know.
Ooh.
Guess I just wasn't right for the bar mitzvah picture that day. And so, you know, these things have happened. They're real. I haven't made jokes about that, but now that you've asked,
mm-hmm.
It's very hurtful. And, you know, I've lived with it, so I make light of these things.
All right, let's test this on Matt. Matt, you've probably gone to comedy clubs in your day. Do you think that she was too... You just heard a little bit of it, and her last name's Kroonquist, by the way. And I didn't think she was too over the top, actually. Did you think that it's off limits to talk about relatives?
No, I think that's what makes someone's act better, is when it's personal.
I think
and
so,
it's
too.
Just, you know, randomly writing about... you know, celebrities or other people like that, when it's personal, I think it's better, because it's you're speaking from experience and you're putting yourself in your act.
And most comedians, whether they're blue or they're not as blue, like, let's say, you know, Jay Leno is pretty milk toasty, but he does talk about, in the past days, he talked about his mother, he's talked about his wife before. I can't think of anyone that's made it big that hasn't mentioned something about their family in their act. Even Kathy Griffin bags on celebrities, but she constantly has her family in the act. Like, things will come out about her mother, or Catholic upbringing, or her father, or whatever. And this, like Ray Romano, I mean, that took off and became a series. It was all about the whole Italian upbringing and everything.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I mean, it's the same thing with radio or other, you know, formats like that, where you talk about your own life, you insert yourself into what you're talking about, and your own perspective and your own experiences, and that's what makes audiences relate to you. It's not just, you know, talking about, you know, something about completely irrelevant to yourself. No one wants to hear about that, you know.
Yeah, I agree absolutely. So I say to her, keep doing what you're doing, and the mother-in-law needs to lighten up, and it's just silly, and drop that lawsuit. There's a frivolous lawsuit for you. I'd be curious to see how far that goes and ultimately what the ruling is, by the way. You can always throw in your two cents about any of the things that we've talked about. As usual, at America Tonight, we have ADD, so we talk about a lot of different things. I like to think it's water cooler buzz, be it the really hard stuff or the lighter fare. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Coming up, sports shorts, what's going on in the sports world. Michael Vick, and all of you know, of course, about what happened with the Dogs and the jail time that he did, and now he's playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he made his debut, and the reaction is kind of mixed in that city to Vick. There's still nasty T-shirts and people calling radio shows and saying they can't believe that the Eagles picked Vick and all that other sort of stuff. So it's just kind of been mixed, is the right way to say it. Some supporting, some saying, let the guy have a second chance, forget about it, let's move on from this, and others not wanting to move on, you know, whatsoever. Also, I mentioned this before, Roger Federer. I'm a big tennis fan. Of course, I would love to see an American, as I said, Andy Roddick, win the whole thing. For those of you who say, who cares about tennis? Listen, if you flip it on, it's, like I said, it's our Open, it's our pride and joy in the Big Apple. Let's hope some Americans win. Now, the Williams sisters are incredible. They've been incredible for the past decade. One of them has certainly a chance to win the U.S. Open. It's always fun when they win. Last time out, Serena winning it, I was there, and she was giddy beyond all belief. But I'd love to see Andy Roddick pick it up this time. However, I am a fan of Roger Federer. We'll let you hear what his reception was like. That's coming up next on ATN.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt. purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors, you may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come into town. One more time. One more time. One more time. Papa's got a brand new bag. Good night, mama. And take your pay in the sea. And your man's is fine and grooving. And I'm drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
I know I say this all the time, but I love listening to James Brown. So, you know what? We're going to let him go a little bit here. Can we crank that up, the tail end of that? Oh, yeah. It's kind of like Simon Says. Matt, we don't have anybody like James Brown anymore in America. Who do you think compares to James Brown? Anyone you can think of?
Not off the top of my head, really.
I don't know. I was thinking about that today. Is there anybody that, you know, because we sometimes play a couple of James Brown songs a show, and I was thinking about that today. I mean, of course, there are great musicians out there, all kinds of musicians, from reggae to pop to rock to, you know, everything in between. But his just his whole style, his whole thing. I don't know that there's anyone that I would be able to compare that to currently.
I don't know. I guess maybe Prince.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would be the closest, I think.
Do you think Prince though? I mean, Prince is a showman, but I think in a little different way than James Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, James Brown to me seems like he would get in front of a microphone back in his day, and he I mean, he was just a ball of sweat. He left everything on the floor. It was like how could he bounce back the next night and still have a voice because of the way he sang?
The hardest working man in show business.
That's right. Didn't he tell us that a couple times?
I think he did.
All right. You know, it's speaking of hard working, Roger Federer, just simply amazing to watch him roll at Wimbledon and knock off Pete Sampras's record of Grand Slams. You know, you think of his age and the fact that he has 15 Grand Slams. If he wins the U.S. Open, that would be 16. And the one thing I know about this guy that I've learned from other people in the game of tennis is, you know, he's got millions of bucks and the whole thing and the lifestyle and blah, blah, blah. But he really gives back, I guess, like with the ball kids. He gets some pizzas and sits and has pizza parties with them and spends time with children and tries to teach them the game and all that sort of stuff. So I give him some credit for not being in such rarefied air that he doesn't take time out for the kids who come to these tournaments. That's one of the problems, I think, sometimes with athletes, that they shrug off the kids who, whether they want to be role models or not or any of that kind of stuff, kids who are into a certain sport will definitely idolize whoever that figure is. Let's face it. I guarantee everybody listening to me has somebody that they, as a kid, whether it was an athlete or an actress or a singer or whatever, I guarantee you all had one of those people in your life. I mean, hopefully you had a teacher or a mom or somebody else that, you know, fit that bill too, but there was probably somebody famous, in other words, that was probably on your wall. And Federer would be that guy for a lot of people. So, of course, he comes to New York. New Yorkers embrace him, and he got a wild applause, and he had some interesting things to say about the upcoming tournament.
Number one in the world, the greatest of all time, Roger Federer! New York, let Roger Federer feel your love right now!
I feel great, obviously. You know, a lot has happened also in my personal life. You know, having twin girls, Myla and Charlene, are doing great. And it was our first, you know, big trip. You know, they're only 5 weeks old. And we've already, you know, come here to America. And I've had success already in Cincinnati winning there. So, obviously, I'm very eager to start at the Open in a week's time. And things are looking very good.
All right. So, he talked about the fact that now he's got twin girls. And the competition, of course, is Andy Roddick and a slew of other players. Djokovic would be on the list, and Andy Murray, the Scottish/British player, is taking the world by storm too. Do you watch the U.S. Open at all, Matt, or no? You're going to tell me, oh no, tennis is boring. I don't watch.
I watch the Americans and then the finals. So, but I don't watch it, you know, set by set or anything like that. I watch here and there, and I'll watch, you know, James Blake and Andy Roddick, and then so there's a Sanga guy from, where's he from, France, I think, or something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like him, and that's about, you know, so I'm aware of it. I'm not a huge tennis guy, but I'll watch it here and there.
But see, you prove my point, though. You say, I watched the Americans. If there were more Americans that were good, the Johnny Mack days, the Jimmy Connors days, people who weren't even big tennis people would watch for that. But we don't have anyone other than Andy Roddick. Now, James Blake is pretty good, but it's like he gets cold feet. He gets right to the semifinals or whatever, and then he has these long five-setters, and then he falls off the mat. So it is an American thing. If you see an American there, you watch him through.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I really like James Blake. I thought, because I pulled for him every time, me and my buddy. You know, his mom's a huge tennis fan, so that's how I kind of got wrapped up into it, because I never would watch it when I was younger. But he always, like you said, he'll, like, start getting on a roll and start beating, like, people left and right, and all of a sudden he'll be, like, quarterfinals or semifinals. He'll have someone who's a tough opponent, and he'll just lose his mind. And it's just deer in the headlights and can't finish it.
Yeah, it's too bad, because he has a lot of talent, and he is fun to watch, but I don't know that, I mean, we'll see how he progresses if he hangs on, but I think he still always plays some good tennis. But can he ever really get to that part, you know, that point, rather, where he's beating someone for a major? I just don't know.
Yeah, and then, you know, obviously the Nadal and Federer matchups are always fun to watch, too. I've always pulled for Nadal over Federer just because he used to be kind of the underdog guy. Now they're almost even though Federer has more wins. But
right.
It just seems like the last couple of times Nadal's even or pulled ahead.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. So we'll see if the Americans, and we'll play it up for everybody on the air. That's what we'll do. We'll keep track of the Americans, and we'll let you know how the Americans are doing, and see if anybody comes out of this where they look like they have a chance. Of course, the Williams sisters, I mentioned them already. They have a great chance. But for the men's side of things, I think it's a little bit dicier. I mentioned that we're in the preseason of the NFL, and it's a good time for me to tell all of you that we have a thing called Nail the Score. And what that is, if you haven't listened to the show before, on our last hour on Thursday into Friday, which would be Friday for most people, well, actually, we may do it the third hour. You call in and we'll have a game of the week. You tell us what you think the score is going to be, the final score for that game of the week. If you correctly nail the score, then you win our prize package, and our prize package is great. I mean, it's got a cell phone in it. It's got movie tickets in it. It's got tickets to go out and eat, you know, like, in other words, coupons, et cetera. So, I mean, you'd be set for a while if you win the prize pack. It's very tough to nail the score, though. It's like picking lottery numbers. You know, it could be 27 to 17. It could be 17 to 3. You know, any possible number that you can think of. And you could have the right numbers, but you could have the wrong team. So if it's, for example, the Giants against the Eagles, you pick the Giants, but then the Eagles win, but you predict the right outcome, but the wrong team, that won't work. Think of it as Keno. Did you ever go to Las Vegas and play Keno? But this is Keno America Tonight style, meaning you get to walk away with the loot. And that would be really cool, because I would love, 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 love to see somebody win. It's, like I said, it's very tough to do. So it's not a layup. If you win, you have bragging rights for a very long time here. Absolutely, no doubt. Also, I'm going to give everybody a report when we come back on Sunday, because I'm going to the game on Saturday. The Dallas Cowboys are taking on the San Francisco 49ers, which I could care less about either team. But the stadium itself is a $1 billion facility. Can you imagine? What is a game like in a $1 billion state-of-the-art stadium? I'll bring back that report. Hey, you can flip me an email day or night with your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.
Worse! How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!